This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're going to be listening to a throwback piece, Ottorino Respighi's Ancient Airs and Dances. Now, he wrote this in 1917, but it's an arrangement of pieces that were written way back in the 1500s in Renaissance Italy. And you have to remember that at the time, in the 19-teens, recording was just a couple decades old. There was relatively little in the way of actual audio recordings of old music. So most of it was preserved only in written compilations, and it was waiting for someone to come along and play it. That's the only time you could hear it. You had some people here and there that were interested, but it was mainly an academic exercise. Respighi was interested in the composers of Renaissance France and Italy, and he wanted to breathe new life into that music that had been sitting around mainly collecting dust for centuries. Now, rather than trying to recreate the old sounds exactly, he arranged the melodies for a modern orchestra, and he used modern harmonies and composing techniques while still trying to convey the original feel of the piece. So there's this great mix of old and new where Respighi is invoking the spirit of the past rather than just trying to imitate it. One of the composers whose music he featured is Vincenzo Galilei. And if that name sounds familiar, he was the father of Galileo Galilei, the famous astronomer and physicist. He was one of the people around the Renaissance who was saying that maybe the sun doesn't revolve around the earth, maybe it's actually the other way around. Vincenzo was a well-known lute player in 16th century Florence. His writings on music were quite influential throughout the centuries in Italian music. But Vincenzo also had a big influence on his son Galileo. He was fascinated by the acoustics of the lute, the ways that the physical properties of the instrument end up influencing the sound. And he had Galileo help him out with various experiments that tested the effect of tension and thickness of the strings. And he was very thorough. He took very careful measurements, and he used them to develop equations that then would help explain the phenomena he was observing. Eventually, Galileo learned a thing or two about systematic approaches to science. He credits his father with introducing him to that very methodical way of going about it, and he went on to do some relatively unimportant stuff about gravity and planets and what orbits around what. Who cares about that? Respighi had his own run-in with science history. He was on a boat back to Italy from South America, and he ran into the physicist Enrico Fermi. Fermi's the one who discovered fission, which is what powers atom bombs and nuclear reactors. And Fermi was very interested in music. He wanted Respighi to explain everything, but he wanted it explained in terms of physics and the acoustical properties. Respighi couldn't do that. He kept coming back to artistic descriptions. He said that you can't just explain it in terms of physics, and I don't blame him. I know Vincenzo and Galileo might disagree with me, but some things you just can't quantify. Now, as for the music, the name says it all. This is the kind of music you'd hear if you'd go to a party or a banquet back in the Renaissance. You'd have a set of court musicians playing away while the nobles danced. Here's the U.S. Marine Band playing Respighi's first Ancient Airs and Dances suite.
Thank you.
One of the things that critics bring up time and time again about Respighi's music is that he wasn't an innovator. They say that he didn't push music forward into new and exciting terrain. But there's something to be said for looking back as well, taking music that people were playing hundreds of years ago and breathing new life into it. And it's really neat to think that people today are listening to the same notes that people 400 years ago were listening to, and both are enjoying them. Thanks to the U.S. Marine Band for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and speaking of making something old sound new again, tomorrow we're going to be listening to Mozart's variations on the melody that we know as the melody of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. See you then.